This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the majority of you, don't worry, I doubt, are addicted to porn, because if you were addicted to porn, you wouldn't be right now listening to my show. Unless you're looking at porn while you're listening to my show, which kind of is a little creepy. But if you're watching Facebook Live or listening to my show, you're probably good. All right, but porn addiction is huge. I it's really startling the amount of people that watch porn. And I think I'm going to start watching it, because I really haven't, you know, I'm really honest about this. I didn't need to, because, you know, I was like working 36 hour shifts. Right. And then when I came home, there was my husband. And so, you know, we really barely had time, right, to have sex, let alone to waste time on a 15 or 30 minute video. And so, but I kind of want to watch and see what it is that is just so addictive, because porn addiction is just like any other addiction, whether it's an opiate, whether it's tobacco, whether it's alcohol, whether it's a drug. There's some sort of a reward center, and it's not just from having sex or doing a self session while watching it or whatever. There's something more to people just wanting to watch it. And I told you guys, we were in Amsterdam, and it's like, oh my gosh, the lines were out the door to see these shows. There's not, and I get, you know, when you're in Amsterdam, you want to do as the Amsterdamians do. You know, you want to see, I get how, you know, you just want to see it because of the sensationalistic, aspect of it. But there are people that watch porn all the time. So how do you know if your porn habit is addictive? Okay, and you know, a lot of people, they feel guilty about watching porn. You don't have to feel guilty. Animals in general, and I see this with my cats. Whenever Shakeaboo is like the male, and whenever he gets on top of one of the other cats, I would think all the other cats are like, okay, let's give you privacy. No, they all want to watch. There's something about animals having sex that, you know, other animals want to watch. So I don't know what that is. I'm not exactly sure where, if it's in the amygdala or the hippocampus. I'm not sure where that would happen in the brain. So, you know, the fact that somebody, if they, you know, see that, or there's something going on in a window in a building next door, they want to watch it. Okay, that doesn't mean you have to start putting them on 7 different medications. But apparently there are many people that they can't get through work without looking at porn. They would rather look at porn than spend time with the kids. Wife and the kids, or husband and the kids, are getting ready to go to church, and the spouse wants to, oh, I'm sick today, and instead look at porn. Okay, that's a problem. Not that church is more fun, I get that, but, you know, if it's starting to interfere with your life and your work, and you can't go a day or an afternoon or a morning or an evening, you might be addicted to porn. Now, the problem with using the A word, the addiction word, is then people are very reluctant to get treated. They're like, well, no. If I say that's what's going on with me, then I, you know, have the stigma, and no, I don't want to go there. It's okay, to admit to yourself, nobody has to hear, if you think you have an issue. So, to me, I define porn addiction as if it's starting to interfere with your life, if you can't go a day or two or three or a week without it, if you can't go on a vacation with your family without looking at it, all right, then, yeah, that means you are dependent upon it. And we don't really have a lot of science between you know, about, you know, health risks. You know, remember, I believe, was it Arizona? There was some state that called it a public health risk. Well, yeah, if kids aren't going to school or they're sitting there in class watching porn, yeah, that could be a problem. It could also be a problem if there's a lot of violent content, a lot of assault content, of course. You know, absolutely. But if somebody's watching porn just to kind of, you know, because he's bored, well, then we need to identify before we treat, why is it that you're looking at porn? Okay? Is it because you are bored? You hate your job? You know, is it because you like the idea of doing something that your spouse doesn't know you're doing? Is it because you, you know, you have a psychological, shall we say, makeup that makes you very hypersexual? And so maybe you have mania, maybe you have, you know, high testosterone, maybe you have a hypersexual disorder. So as a clinician, I need to have some pretty honest questions answered as to what it is. Now, unfortunately, a lot of people, they are unhappy in their marriage. And they're like, look, I can't sleep with my wife unless I look at porn. No, that was not Corey's answer, okay? Corey doesn't look at porn. I don't think he does. If he does, I don't care. But no, that was not Corey's answer. But a lot of people are like, look, I'm not attracted to my wife. So I've got to have a picture in my mind. And I've got to have a scene so I could get through the act. Some men have erectile dysfunction. And porn helps them overcome that, whereas their wife doesn't. So let's be honest. If it's an erectile dysfunction issue, okay, well, then we address that. Let's look at the blood flow of the heart. Let's look at any medicines you're on. Let's look at your testosterone, et cetera. If it's a boredom issue, well, then let's get you, you know, not bored. There's other things you could do, okay? You know, write a book. Read a book. You know, buy a fixer-upper and fix it up and sell it. Get a new job. But if it looks like you really are battling this addiction aspect of it where you just got hooked on it, you will need some help. And there are therapists that treat that. And it's nothing to be embarrassed about because millions upon millions and millions of Americans look at porn. In fact, I think they say porn is one of the largest, most common things looked at on the internet. I thought it would be like GPS or, you know, Walmart, but it's apparently porn. And so, you know, it's a very, very common thing. And, you know, you don't have to use the term addiction. Okay. If you want to go to a doctor and say, you know, look, I watch porn. I'd like to do that less. You know, I'd like to be less enticed to it. You don't have to use the A word. All right. But, if you want to try it on your own, distract. Anytime you want to go on the computer, do something else. Maybe don't stay home. Maybe go to church. Going to church, I think, really helps. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, sugary drinks. Oh, gosh, man. I don't even want to talk about this. Like, let me thank GCN, right, for making the show happen, and Daniel working the dials, and thank you all. I sold enough. All right. Sugary drinks put us at risk for cancer, and we're talking just a few ounces of soda or juice. This is kind of one of the nastiest studies yet when it comes to when we drink some sugary drinks. I had some sweetened tea the other day. My husband, you know, had bought some for himself, and I think he expected me to just take a sip. And it was just so delicious, I guzzled down the whole cup. And that was a crap load of sugar. And I'm like, I gotta burn it off, I work out. Sugary drinks are bad, 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 bad. They say a new study has linked to drinking a small glass, 100 milliliters. So what is that, 20 teaspoons? Right, 5 cc's per teaspoon? or a third of a can of soda can increase your overall cancer risk by 18%, 22% increase for breast cancer. Now, what they did is they looked at French adults, 100,000 of them, and it did link consumption of sugary drinks to an increase in cancer, and it follows a recent study linking sugar consumption to premature death. Well, we all knew that. If you eat like crap, you're probably going to get diabetes, you'll get heart disease. I mean, we knew that. But cancer, well, sugar does fuel cancer. So the results indicate statistically significant correlations between the consumption of sugar-sweetened drinks and the risk of all cancers combined and breast cancer. I'm going to really specify breast cancer in this one. This is according to Ian Johnson, nutrition researcher and emeritus fellow from the Quadrum Institute of Bioscience. He says, surprisingly, perhaps, the increased risk of cancer is heavier in heavier consumers of sugary drinks was observed even among consumers of pure fruit juice. See, when I want something sweet, I'll go to some lemonade or some, you know, apple juice or grape juice. No. In fact, they found that some of these fruit drinks are even more sugary than soda pop. But we're like, but it's fruit. They're supposed to be real fruit. Well, don't a lot of these, you know, fruits only have 10% real juice? So, sugar is, cancer loves sugar. Infection loves sugar. Artery plaques love sugar. We really gotta be, you know, anti-sugar as we move forward when it comes to our health. The problem is we do need some carbs. So natural sugars, like in fruit, you can have some of those. You know, healthy grains, bran, things like that, starches, I'm fine with. But I'm a little nervous about going all keto because, I mean, you know, forcing your body to use other fuel sources, yeah, it may help you lose weight. But again, I don't like stress on the body, so I'm not 100% on board with that yet. But, you know, drinking rum and Cokes every night, drinking wine that could be sweetened with sugar, you know, not really the best thing to do. They also say that there's additives called 4-methylamidazole. Wait, no. Methylamidazole. That's found in drinks that have caramel coloring that could also play a role in cancer formation. So they say, stick to public health guidelines and recommend limiting sugary drinks to a maximum of one glass a day. Now, the American Beverage Association responded to the study, okay? Now, the American Beverage Association, they're huge. They stress the safety of sugary drinks. They said it's important for people to know that all beverages, either with sugar or without, are safe to consume as part of a balanced diet. That's according to Danielle Smotkin, a spokeswoman for the American Beverage Association. She said, that said, America's leading beverage companies are working together to support consumer efforts to reduce the sugar they consume for our beverages by providing more choices with less sugar or zero sugar, smaller package sizes, and clear calorie information right up front. So for some of you confused, what they're saying is, look, if you drink a Coca-Cola, it's safe. Coca-Cola is safe. Coca-Cola is not cancer-forming. So the American Beverage Association needs to stress that if you drink an apple juice, if you drink a grape juice, if you drink a soda pop, you're not going to die from that. But is there a trend where these things over time can, and multiple amounts can, you know, bother you? They're not balking too much at that. So that's kind of where they have to stand. So what about diet soda? Well, the research found no link between diet beverages and cancer, which is kind of a little counterintuitive because everybody freaks out about artificial sweeteners. But the authors warn that this finding should be interpreted with caution. They said this type of beverage had a relatively low consumption among study participants. There's a study earlier, by the way, that found drinking two or more of any artificially sweetened drink a day was increased to clot-based strokes, heart attacks, and early death in women over 50. So this last research, right, looked at 101,000 healthy French adults. 79% were women, 21% were men. And they were on this French NutriNet Santé study. And the participants were on average 42 years old. They filled out at least two questionnaires and were followed over a nine-year period. Their consumption of sugary drinks was gauged by participants submitting at least two 24-hour diet recall questionnaires, asked about their usual intake of 3,300 different food items, and then they kind of, you know, validated the sweetened beverage, fruit juice, exposure, whatever. And I guess a total of 2,100 first cases of cancer were diagnosed at the average age of 59. Of these, 693 were breast cancer, 291 were prostate cancer, 166 were colorectal cancer. Now, you're saying, wait a second, in 100,000 adults, okay, 2,000 or 2% getting cancer, that's a pretty damn good rate. Well, yeah, that, you know, there is a limitation because, I mean, was it really soda pop? Was it really their fruit juice? Okay, so like I said, with this study, I'm not the most excited about it. But we do continually, over and over and over again, have been hearing, we got to cut the sugar, we got to cut the sugar. And so you and I'm with this with you guys. I'm just as guilty. I got to find ways to say no to chocolate, say no to Coca-Cola, say no to ice cream, say no to whipped cream, say no to chocolate cake, say no to cupcakes, say no to cookies. And that's hard. Because I'm a woman, and I like sweet. I can't speak for all women, but man. Alright, one of the reasons why I'm always happy and giddy and dizzy is because I get my sugar. I like my sugar. Now, some of you guys are getting your sugar from your Red Bulls or Monster Energy drinks. I found this study. This is interesting. Healthline broke down the difference between Red Bull and Monster. The article reviews the similarities and differences between Red Bull and Monster. Okay. And they have caffeine, some taurine, guarana. And these are things that are supposed to kind of give you an energy boost, but they say they're kind of different. Monster has more calories, about 121 versus 112 with Red Bull. They both have 1 gram of protein. There's less carbs in Red Bull than Monster. They have B1, B2, B3, B6, B12, and caffeine. Monster has about 10 milligrams more caffeine than Red Bull. There's more B6 to Red Bull than Monster. That's actually almost twice more. But there's a lot more B2 or riboflavin in Monster than Red Bull. So if your urine turns yellow, bright yellow when you drink a Monster energy drink, that's because of the riboflavin. So they also have some interesting carb contents, but that's because of the sugar. If you have sugar-free, then that's different. They say Red Bull is sold in single-serving cans, but Monster is usually in 16-ounce cans. And what's interesting about Monster is that means you have 2 servings. Well, how many people drink a half or they split a Monster? They don't. They grab it and drink the whole thing. But when we hear of these anecdotal cases of people having heart disease or atrial fibrillation after drinking a Monster, they're like, well, I don't hear that with Red Bull. Well, if they're drinking twice the amount, and then rather than a 75 milligram Red Bull dose of caffeine, a Monster that has 2 doses or 2 servings, that's going to be 170 milligrams, that could be an issue. So you got to really kind of look at that. And then if you're drinking two servings, you got twice the calories, twice the sugar. So are there downsides? Yeah, we talk about that all the time. You know, there's issues with your teeth, there's issues with the acidity, insomnia, jitteriness. You could put yourself into an abnormal heart rhythm because rather than drinking a cup of coffee nice and slow and sipping it and waiting till it cools down, you're kind of pounding that energy drink down. And so we worry about that. And so, you know, it's kind of interesting that a lot of people don't realize that they're drinking something that could have 2 servings or, you know, double the sugar. So, you know, if you want to increase your energy, all right, I would just try to eat a crap load of lettuce and spinach and, you know, broccoli and cabbage, you know, and, you know, see what happens when you eat more, or make some vegetable juice. I know. I need to do the same. I know. Practice what I, or do as I say, not as I do. 1-877-DOLLY.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Later today, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order in an attempt to add a citizenship question to the 2020 U.S. Census. At her weekly press conference, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reacting to the news.
He'll try all kinds of things, but he'd have to get around that injunction. In the meantime, we're printing the forms.
The House Judiciary Committee is voting on whether to issue subpoenas for dozens of individuals connected to President Trump as part of the panel's escalating probe into the details of the Mueller report. Republican Congressman Doug Collins says the panel should just move on.
Here we go again on another round, an episode of premature subpoena authorizations brought to you by the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. This is again another trek down an empty road. In the world of congressional oversight, today's markup makes absolutely no sense.
Among those the Dems want a subpoena is White House advisor Jared Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, every now and then, some of my listeners ask me about doctors and fatigue and these hours that they work and working 24-hour shifts or 18-hour shifts or 36-hour shifts. We haven't seen the 36-hour shift issue, I think, since the early 2000s. I think they got away from that pretty quickly. Not quickly. I mean, we had to do that for years until finally somebody said, okay, this is ridiculous. People are falling asleep. I would fall asleep. I would fall on the patients. It was, and 36 hours was a minimum. I mean, if basically what would happen is I would wake up at about 3:45, try to get to the hospital by 4:35, so I could start rounding. I had to be at the hospital by 5 to start rounding on my own patients and get everything ready, ventilation settings, doses, labs, all that. Then my resident would round with us at 6. We would go through all our patients, hour to round, do whatever orders needed to be done, and then the attending would round at 7. So you had to do all that prep work before the attending came. Then the attending would round between 7 to 8 to 9, and then you had to start doing all the stuff, and then you either had to, wash, scrub it for surgery or whatever. And so if my day technically started at 5 a.m., you basically would work throughout the day, and then everybody goes home. Not everybody, but then people would go home at 6. You usually went home at 6 unless you were on call. So if you were on call, you stayed. So your friends were like, sucka! See ya, wouldn't want to be ya. And you're like, yeah. So then you would stay and you would be there for the patients overnight. So then you would round again, checking on the patients, waiting on this lab to then make an order. Somebody has pneumonia. You tried an antibiotic. Now you're going to re-x-ray, want to see if how the x-ray looks. Somebody came in with a pleural effusion, want to see if it needs to be redrained or not. So now you're waiting for the x-ray. You're waiting on, now somebody starts to have leg swelling in room 302. So you need to make sure they don't have a DVT. So now you're ordering that ultrasound. So, you wait for results, and then you do orders, and then new patients come in. So you have to run down to the ER and you have to admit them. If the ER says this person's not going home, they need to stay in the hospital. Now you have to do a history and physical and you need to, admit them to the hospital. You try to eat, you try to potty. You really don't get much sleep because patients are coming in all the time. So while you're taking in new patients, dealing with your current patients, you do that all night long. And then 5 a.m., you better start rounding on your patients. ER knows to kind of maybe keep the patient stable because you can't run down and admit anybody yet because you got to be rounding on your current patients. All right. Some other doctors might come in and, or the residents might do them if they were on call. So then 5, 6, 7, that whole thing goes until 6 p.m. when you get to go home. Sometimes you don't get to go home right at 6, sometimes about 6:37. So we're looking at like a 38-hour shift. Oh, it was horrible. It was exhausting. So reforms came in. All right. And then some people wanted to know if that would then hurt the training. Would doctors not be trained as well? Now, I argued if I'm half asleep and I'm overworked, I'm not really learning new information. I can't read a journal article. I can't read a study. I can't remember what somebody said to me because I'm so sleep deprived. And so the argument was it just doesn't work. 36-hour shifts plus doesn't work. So now there's a study finding no difference in hospital deaths, readmissions, or costs when comparing results from doctors trained before and after CAPS that were limiting duties to 80 hours per week. Gosh, an 80-hour week. You know how nice it would be if I had an 80-hour week right now? I tell my medical students, I go, you don't know how cush it is. Like, we're going to have to do call. Oh, my gosh, please. Man, 80-hour weeks. Anyway. 100-hour work weeks were the minimum before, but it's changed. So Dr. Carl Bill Moria of Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine was not involved in the research, but said some still long for the old days of 100-hour work weeks, but most of the world has moved on and realized that there's better ways to train residents. Now, why would people long for these work weeks? Why would people want residents to be there longer? Well, because the one thing that I noticed as a medical student is if you were at a training hospital, you got way better care than a non-training hospital. I remember talking to my family about that. They're like, but why? You got medical students that can make mistakes. You got residents that are new. I go, you don't understand. It's because I would check on my patients 5-6 times every night. The average private hospital, the doctor can't do that. The doctor has to go home and go to sleep because he's got clinic the next day and he'll round. And the average doctor back then would round once a day. So you'd be in the hospital and you'd only see a doctor once a day. Whereas in a teaching hospital, you got the first-year resident, you got the second-year resident, you got the third-year resident, you got the attending, you got the medical students. not to mention the nurses as well. So you have people doting over you all the time in these teaching hospitals. So people were concerned that, well, if the doctor went home, now we have less hands-on care. So prior studies suggest that the reforms really didn't affect the patients much. You know, so the study looked at 400,000 hospitalizations of Medicare patients. Now, using billing codes, they assigned each case to a key doctor who dealt most with each patient. Then researchers compared cases from 2 6-year time periods before and after 2006. That's right. 2006 is kind of when the reforms changed with the hours. And they found that there was more patient safety, by the way. Researchers compared the new doctors, some affected by reform, some not. And they really found no difference in patient deaths, readmissions, or costs. So there's an argument that more hours, right, you know, might actually hurt a patient, but not that that studied this. Now, they say computers are going to assume a larger role in diagnosis. They say it should be an open question whether 80 hours a week is the right number. And remember, these results kind of dealt with internal medicine doctors, not surgeons, because surgeons, there's this idea that the more surgery you do, the better you do. And I kind of agreed with that because when I would be in the middle of the night, the first assist, because there was, you know, everybody else went home and I was helping the resident do the surgery. It's the chief resident do the surgery. I got hands on. But if I was there with all the other medical students and I only got to do one or two surgeries during my shift, no, I wouldn't get as much practice. So as a medical student, I got to deliver more babies. Wow, I got to deliver more babies because I was there in the middle of the night. So being there in the middle of the night after hours, in fact, one of my buddies who's an attending said that he tells, you know, medical students, if you really want to, you know, get some extra training, don't run home at the sound of the bell. Stick around. Maybe you're going to study anyway. If you're going to study, why don't you study at the hospital? And then you tell the residents that are stuck being on call, if there is anything cool that's going down, can you call me? I'm going to actually still stay here. I'm not on call, but I'm going to stay here and study because I'd really love to see a cool case. Or I'd really, it's not kissing up. Yeah, you know what? Okay, you know what? So, hey, kissing up worked for me. Kissing up works. There's nothing wrong with kissing up. And, you know, yeah, you might have some personalities in medicine, but the average doctor in training or resident or attending can't stand seeing a student or somebody only there to kind of clock in, clock out. But if somebody's like, I really want to see congestive heart failure, I want to see what that looks like so I can identify it later. So if you have somebody coming in with new onset congestive heart failure or an atrial fibrillation or a necrotic gallbladder, can I please watch? Can I please see? Rarely would that tick anybody off. Now, yes, sometimes we're tired and we're like, you know, look, let me get my work done so I can then go and get some sleep. Yeah, that sometimes happens. But for the most part, you know, and again, if you're a medical student, you know, props to you for wanting to learn. So you as a patient, I told you either way, if you're in a teaching hospital, I think you're fine. If your doctor's not always there, yeah, that could be an issue. But nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system, and usually they're on it. So, you know, 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. We have another ridiculous, stupid trend out there. It's people taking pictures of themselves licking things that later go to the public. Have you guys been kind of seeing, remember some guy licked a whole bunch of taco shells, right, at Taco Bell? Then, I guess, recently, there was this ice cream liquor I guess there was a Texas woman. She may actually go to jail for 20 years. Because in a video that went viral, she opened a tub of Blue Bell ice cream at Walmart, licked the ice cream, and then put the container back in the freezer. The man believed to have filmed her can be heard egging her on saying, lick it, lick it. Police said the Walmart was identified as the branch in Lufkin, Texas, and they have managed to identify the woman from surveillance footage. Police in Lufkin tell NBC that they plan to arrest the woman in a second-degree felony charge of tampering with a consumer product that carries a sentence between 2 and 20 years. Well, this behavior isn't just at Walmart. Now we're hearing that this happened in a doctor's office. So, there's a video that's been viral of a girl in Florida licking a tongue depressor at a doctor's office and then putting it back in the canister. Now, the accomplice, who was, I guess, this wasn't, I think, a young girl that did it accidentally. I think this was something that was done on purpose because they wanted to show that they could do it. Again, it's a trend now, licking things that you're not supposed to do. Lick, I guess. And her face is blurred out in a video that was taken of a Snapchat clip. It was shared with First Coast News, and the accomplice points to a sign that says, please do not touch medical supplies, thank you. So she points to it and then reaches in and grabs a tongue depressor. Now, these are not tongue depressors that were in their own packages. Doctors can get tongue depressors two different ways. They could get the non-sterile that go into a clean container because the mouth isn't really sterile, so they don't have to be sterile. Or they could get the ones that I kind of liked getting, the ones where they were individually wrapped. So because I just didn't want anybody to touch them. So then I would open up the wrapper, and then I would take it, and I would, this way I knew it was clean. So this was a place where it was the non-sterile ones that were kind of sitting there in a clean container to be used for patients. So, she goes, it says, please do not touch medical supplies. She says, that says, thank you, the sign. She reaches and grabs the depressor, licks the tongue depressor, places it back in the canister on the shelf, and then the pair captions the video, don't tell me how to live my life. Okay, I don't really understand what sort of political campaign or movement, you know, or sort of, you know, sort of, what's the word for it when you're trying to make a, you know, make things change, what they're trying to do, but telling you how to live your life, it's like telling you can't wear a skirt or you can't wear pants or you have to shave your legs, you can't shave your legs, okay? Telling you to leave medical supplies alone, you have every right to do that. So the Snapchat was determined to be taken at All About Kids and Families Medical Center in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, the practice said we were notified yesterday that a patient violated our trust with behavior that is inconsistent with the practices and standards that we uphold and expect in our facility. They should fire that patient. Upon notification of this isolated incident, we contacted law enforcement to request a full and thorough investigation. In addition, we immediately removed all materials and container from the specific exam room and re-sanitized our entire facility. They say our internal investigation does not reveal any resulting risks or harms to patients from this action. This type of behavior is not tolerated at All About Kids and Families Medical Center. Each year, we serve thousands of patients in providing quality care and ensuring their safety is our top priority. So that's what they said. Now, so there was a woman in the video, and then the girl. And I mean, if the woman was the mom, she really should be ashamed of herself. But the concern I have is, I've been trying to tell people that we kind of need to go back to the olden days where we aren't afraid of every single bug and every single bacteria and let our kids play outside so they build up an immunity and... We can't live in a bubble and hand sanitize everything. But then on the flip side, we have this where, you know, I had a friend who for years we kind of made fun of because we thought he was obsessive compulsive. And this person is now probably, I think, the smartest person on this earth because he could identify anything that he thought somebody could have touched or sneezed or coughed on or whatever. He wouldn't let his kids touch. And I'm like, oh, come on. But this is exactly why. And there's a lot of communicable disease out there. I mean, if Ebola comes to our country, something like this is pretty nasty. We have measles outbreaks. We have chickenpox outbreaks. Yeah, that's resurfacing. Deadly flu. But the difference here is now we have people purposely trying to infect things. We have some real sick individuals out there. Remember Ariana Grande was at a donut shop, and so she decided to lick the donut? Now, you know, she had her fair share of trauma, and I think she apologized for it. And, I mean, I'm a fan of her music. But, I mean, for some reason, young people think it's absolutely hilarious to lick something that other people are going to put in their mouths. And it's kind of dumb because, I mean, people kiss each other. So, I mean, you know, people, yeah, you know, nothing's really sterile. But it's disgusting. And this is now a trend. So you have to almost assume that anything that, you know, is out there could be dirty. I suggest to doctors use the, you know, sterile tongue depressors, the ones that, you know, are all individually wrapped. This way nobody can, you know, stick it in their butt or do whatever. But not everything in a medical office can be individually. By the way, it's so much more expensive. It's almost double the price when you get your tongue depressors like that because of the paper wrapping. And it's really ridiculous to staff a medical office. It's so expensive now. The little ear speculums, those go into the ear. So I doubt anybody would lick those and really think that would be funny because it goes into an ear. So, you know, but still, you can still pass communicable disease that way. But if you look at a doctor's office, there's paper on the table. People always ask, why paper? Well, it's a barrier. You know, personally, I like saran wrap. I think plastic provides a better barrier. You know, it takes a lot longer to scary wrap it. But, you know, paper provides a type of barrier. We still, though, after each patient, should be cleaning down the table anyway. You know, but, you know, we use it, and I like the paper because I could draw on it. So if I had to explain something to a patient, I could take the paper and draw on it because I really like to kind of illustrate things for patients, whereas I couldn't do that with saran wrap and things like that. So, you know, you have the paper. Your speculums are usually stainless steel. I would sterilize them if they were the stainless steel, but there would be in individual packages, or you have the individual disposable ones. Again, packaged, so nobody should be able to touch those. Ear speculums are kind of a little bit in the open. There's a dispenser somebody could touch, unfortunately. The KY, I guess somebody could touch. Cotton tip applicators, those aren't individually wrapped. Some are. Some aren't. The problem is you could go crazy. You could actually get... you could actually kind of get really, really paranoid. But what you guys need to realize is we got a lot of idiots out there, and they thrive on screwing with things. And anybody that does that, they should go to jail. I think whoever was licking, you know, ice cream, and then, you know, absolutely. And, you know, this kid should be in trouble. I think any kids that commit a crime should have some sort of a punishment. Nothing that is going to mar their record for life. But, I mean, you know, they should pay the consequences and know that they did stupid. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.